The Barrymore Awards were presented last night at the Merriam Theater with a gala following at the University of the Arts. The Barrymores are the Philadelphia Region's Professional Theater Awards, and here to tell us about the companies and actors and actresses who took top prize is longtime theater critic Howard Shapiro, known by most as Howie Shapiro. His blog, Shapiro on Theater, appears at newsworks.org. So good morning. Did you get much sleep last night?
A couple of hours, Mary, you know, as much as I could.
Well, that's not bad. So Howie, the big winners were?
That's the interesting thing. There were some big winners, but they weren't hugely big winners. And the Barrymores were not dominated by one or two theater companies this year. The winners for best productions of a play, the winner was Theater Exile, which produces in South Philly mostly, where it did a play called The Whale, which was about a 600-pound man who was eating himself to death, and the reasons he was doing that. Scott Greer, who played that man, a longtime Philadelphia actor, really versatile actor, won the Barrymore as Best Actor. Best Musical was Into the Woods, the Sondheim musical that Theater Horizon in Norristown did in a stripped-down version that really worked because it focused so much on the story. It was magnetizing. It won Best Musical. It also won Best Musical Ensemble. So that was good.
So, Howie, who won Best Actress?
The best actress, well, there are two best actresses.
Sure.
In the first is, of course, the leading actress in a play. That was Catherine Slusar. She played Martha. You know Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? It's a kind of iconic role.
Sure.
And she was a seething, scary, and sometimes playful Martha. It was the first Barrymore for her. She's been acting here for 20 years and nominated six times. So that was a big deal that it was her first one. The best leading actress in a musical was Liz Filios, who also won last year for the same in the same slot. This year she played a part in the Stephen Sondheim play Passion, which is rarely performed but was done by the Arden Theater Company, and it was a very complex role of a woman who was a kind of compelling and cloying ill person.
And quickly, Howie, so the best actor in a musical.
The best actor in a musical was Ben Dibble, and he won in that category last year, too. You know, Philly has more than 1,000 equity actors, people who are professional actors, but it's funny, these two both won in their categories 2 years in a row. Ben Dibble played 8 roles in a show called Herringbone.
So, Howie, you mentioned earlier that we weren't talking about any big theaters who took away the top prizes. What do we take from that?
I think what we take from that is that the midsize and smaller theaters have really come into their own. 34 companies are currently competing for Barrymore Awards, and clearly they've pushed their own bars higher. The smaller ones, some of them have been operating only not even 5 years, but they're presenting material that really draws people in.
So if a theater wants to enter the running for a Barrymore, what are the criteria?
They have to pay, you may laugh at this because people think it's a lot more, they have to pay their actors at least $150 a week.
Oh, dear.
And they have to pay, yes, the union rules in bigger theaters make, actors make much more money. Mm. And they have to pay directors and crew certain amounts, too.
Okay. And let's get to the Lifetime Achievement Award.
It goes to Johnny Hobbs Jr. And if you go to the theater in Philly, you've just seen him for decades on the stage. He was really a pioneering African-American actor in the city. He understood how to take so many forms of character and make it work. And he's still there. You know, he recently was in The Shoplifters, a comedy. He played a put-upon guard in a supermarket. That was in the Fringe Festival from 1812 Productions. And he's about to be in another show again. He's a longtime professor, started at Freedom Theater, Philly guy.
And Howie, we've got about 30 seconds left. Any highlights from the gala?
The gala was a great deal of on. I don't know that there were any highlights because it was so noisy. But, with 750 or 800 people in one hall, a large hall, it was very glittery. People were either very well dressed or, as you can imagine, they're actors, so they dressed the way they wanted. They were in their own costumes, and there was a lot of good food and really much goodwill. You know, it was really their night to shine.
Howie Shapiro. His blog is Shapiro on Theater. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary.